Hey, welcome to our encore, our second encore of the week of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley today, who will be discussing the Winter Tackler. This is always, I enjoy it, although I guess I already know what's going to happen, but you know what I'm saying. When Bobby and Steve start getting on the Winter Tackler and the Fall Tackler and the Spring Tackler and the Summer Tackler and all this Tackler stuff that they, it's just spectacular. I really like it. So they're getting people ready for the Winter Tackler, which happens in January. Also, you'll hear me interviewing Bob Green and Ted Bell. It looks like the take a load joke is getting out of hand. Naturally. I mean, that you guys worked that for, you worked that to death. Yes, we did. So let's bring it back to life one more time here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico here in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw. And today we're going to be talking with the Dooleys. Jeez. What's wrong with that? Every time we talk to them. I thought we were banning them from the show. When are we going to ban the Dooleys?
You made noises about wanting to ban the Dooleys a few weeks ago.
Why? Just because of some of the things. Never mind.
No, I don't want to get them angry.
Well, I'm sure that from time to time we've talked about banning the Dooleys. They are, they're a controversial couple. They join us from the Western States Homeowners Association in Western States, California, because the Winter Tackler. Now, Bobby,
I want to address what was just said on your radio show, Mr. Henry. I found the entire thing completely unacceptable.
Wait, hold on. Wait, and we will. And I don't think anything was meant by that.
Well, yeah, were you actually considering that?
You're considering kicking us off the air?
Steve, I've got this, okay? Were you considering kicking us off the air?
No, I never seriously considered kicking you off the air.
But you did consider it.
Yeah, see, that's the proviso.
You did consider it.
Bobby, there was probably every single guest we have. Where are you guys anyway?
We're in the community center overlooking the Gardenia Phase Pool. Why?
Because it sounds like you're in a wildlife preserve.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Mr. Eddie.
You sounds like we're in a wildlife preserve. Mr. Henry, we are trying to be dignified.
Bobby, let me just say this. Every single person...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, you went like this. Bobby,
Steve, back up, okay? Your breath.
Sorry.
So, Bobby, stop, okay?
Yes, God.
Every single guest we've had on this show, from time to time, I've probably considered banning. So you are not unique. Everybody that we've had of our repeat guests, the people that are on our newsmaker line, our correspondents, whether it's you, whether it is Mr. Santos, and you know the people, that, boy, you are really out there, aren't you?
Well, it's a particular, what's going on?
We laid out the bird seed, so, yeah.
Yeah, we're up close and personal with nature here, Mr. Henry. We're sitting here on the deck overlooking the Gardenia Phase Pool in a community center. And yes, a great many of our egrets. We have the abecas. What else, Steve?
We have the abecas. We have the prydonas. These are beautiful birds.
I've never heard of an ibeca. What is that?
Well, what is that?
It's a bird. It's got a big, long beak.
I don't know. I know what an egret is, and I didn't know that they were native to California.
Well, some of them, aren't they?
No, I think they're pets. Somebody's pet.
Someone's pet.
Someone's pet.
Good God.
Someone's pet.
Mr. Henry,
Let's start this all over again, okay?
Oh, you want me to
start? Just call him back.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Yeah, hi, Bud Dickman. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I'm good. Well, French toast.
Give me the phone, will you? God almighty. Bobby, let's just chill out, okay, on the mocking me. I'm trying to get this show going.
I understand, but you're making these comments. We were taken aback. Steve?
Yeah, we were taken aback. And you said about, now I forget.
We were taken aback what you said about banning us from the show.
Well, we're not banning you from the show, okay? And I'm sorry that that ever was discussed, Margaret. I didn't say, all I said in the pre-show was that you had discussed this. Well, I think there was more said.
Well, I heard a little bit more, too, and it hurts, I gotta tell you, hurts bad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take that under advisement, Bobby, but we want to talk about the winter and spring and summer and all of these tacklers.
Well, the winter tackler.
Right now, yeah, the winter tackler, Mr. Henry, is coming up, and we're going to be excited about that because the winter tackler...
Yeah, the winter tackler, and what we wanted to discuss is...
Well, the winter tackler is the... When did all of this start?
It started back in 1996 when Steve and I were, the Homeowners Association, when we took over at the Homeowners Association.
That was the first year. She was president, I was vice president, and I was treasurer, and I was secretary-treasurer.
Well, you were...
Yeah.
You were treasurer and secretary-treasurer.
I was the treasurer, and then I was the secretary, then I was the treasurer.
Well, then you were the treasurer, then you were the secretary.
Yeah, I was secretary.
I get it. All right. So you guys have been doing four of these a year, the winter tackler, the fall tackler.
Yes. And the
and the main feature is the fashion shows, correct? And then you have the dance.
We do. We have two fashion shows. We have our Junior Miss fashion show, and then we have what we call the Elegant Ladies of Style, the Circle of Taste. Can you hit Bud Dickman, if you wouldn't mind?
Look, name's Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
I'm sorry, Bud Dickman. If you wouldn't mind to do the honors, I can give you an example of what we talk about when it's the fashion. This is okay. This is
This is the music.
This is the music, and you know, the ladies will come out onto the runway. This year we're going to be featuring elegance in the tropics. Is that it?
Well, it's elegance near the mineshaft.
Turn it off, please. Turn it off.
But turn it off.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's not called Elegance Near the Mine. This is a filthy...
Sorry.
No, you did it on purpose.
No, I did not. I thought it was Elegance.
What does that mean, Elegance Near the Mine Shaft?
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, my husband thought Elegance Near the Mine... It was going to be called Desert Elegance. And Steve thought it would be funny to call it Elegance Near the Mine Shaft.
Why is that?
Well,
you might as well tell them, because I think this says a lot, Steve, and it's one of the reasons why I don't give you more power around it.
I thought Elegance Near the Mine Shaft, because it's the mine shaft is an entry point where you go in.
Go ahead.
Well,
so it had a sexual.
Yeah.
It had a sexual connotation. So why don't you sit down over there?
Well, Bobby, sit down over there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Andrew. I went butch. I didn't mean to do.
But call her back?
Yeah, yeah. When she goes butch, I get scared.
What is going on over there?
I don't know, man. Are we? They're going to come on and talk about the 2020 Wintertacular. It's Memories of Wintertacular's Past is the name of this feature. Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? Mr. Dooley. Which one is... Oh, is it Ms. Dooley? Or is this Mr. Dooley doing a voice?
Will you give me the phone, please? Who is this?
It's Bobby.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was me doing a Bobby impression.
Give me the phone, Steve. I had to take a... I'm sorry. I had to use the facility.
I understand. So, Bobby, let's forget about the history of the winter and the fall and the spring and the Springtacular. You're here to tell us about... And the name of this feature is Wintertaculars of the Past.
That's correct. And, Steve, you are... going to tell this story. This is something that involves Steve. It's the 2020 Wintertacular as we remember when.
I'm Steve Dooley with Memories of Wintertaculars Gone By. 2020. Dave Lodeman, a member of our Homeowners Association Architectural Committee, was drunk out of his mind and tried to pull my tights off in front of every Christian soul.
Hold on. What?
Well, he did.
Kill the music, bud.
Yeah, kill it, kill it. God almighty, I'm already looking like a chimpanzee with a pound of weed in the car. What are you trying to do?
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Right, this was 2020. What happened?
It was 2020. Bobby, you know this happened full well.
I understand, but don't use the music for this, okay?
Sorry, I thought I was supposed to use the music for the memories of Winter Tackler Gone By.
Obviously, it's not going to fit in this situation.
It was a 2020 winter tackler, Mr. Henry. Dave Lodeman, who was on here, he pulled my tights off.
He pulled your tights off?
You were here, Bobby. Don't you remember? He pulled my tights down, and then Wad Gobbleman hit him over the head with a chair, and the L.A. sheriff arrested him. He was involved. Then they had...
Well, they involuntarily committed him to the bird farm.
Yeah.
May I ask what the bird farm is?
What is that, a nut house?
It's a psychiatric facility, but it's not... It's not a fully, you're not really in a quote-unquote nut house. It is a rest and relaxation. The bird farm's over here in Mountain View, and you sit down and you stare at the ocean for 2 weeks, and you're not supposed to drink, right?
Well, you're not supposed to, but...
What, it's for alcoholics? Alcohol abuse?
I don't know, but Lodeman went over there. He's back.
He's doing fine now, so...
All right, so that was the memory of...
Well, you can play the music now.
Okay.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
That's not the music, Jack Ball.
Yes, memories of winter-taculars gone by. I'm Bobby Dooley. Along with my husband, Steve, we remember the great times. The great times, the great people, and the people what we know. I mean, the people that we met, and the people what we know. Steve and I are going to be hosting. Will you turn that down, please? Turn it down.
Hey, turn it down, will you? I'm telling you, if you don't...
Will somebody get her under control with that butch thing?
Well, what difference does it make, Phil?
Yeah, Phil, I mean, it's part of her personality.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, when you go butch, it scares Mr. Henry. Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Sorry, Phil, I didn't mean to do that.
It's fine. I just sounds weird.
Thank you. Did you turn the music down?
Yes, I did.
So, okay, yeah. Steve and I will be hosting the Wintertacular in January. And as you know, it begins on a Friday night with Steve's boogie. He does the boogie dance with me, dressed in skin-tight overalls. He zigzag slides out onto the stage. People love it. And then the skip-step boogie.
Wait a minute. That was the fall. That was the fall-tacular. You don't remember that, Bobby?
Oh, my God, you're right. Here, what did you do, Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
here it is. I'm sorry, Phil. Here's the Wintertacular. Steve, I'll be dressed as the Snow Queen in a white gown, and then Steve comes out with me wearing a skin-tight elf outfit, dancing and skipping in front of me to tell the people that the Snow Queen has arrived. And then Steve...
Yeah, then I go, the Snow Queen has arrived. Yeah, the Snow Queen has arrived. And I skip,
And you skip.
Yeah, it's not like I'm doing some kind of a gay dance. It's not like I'm wearing my underwear and pulling it down for guys. Hello?
Phil's laughing.
Well, I might have guessed. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for nothing.
Bobby, honey. Bobby.
Forget it!
All right, Steve, go ahead. What happens?
What do you mean, what happens? My wife just ran off crying.
What happens in the Wintertacular so we can get out of this thing?
Okay, I mean, she comes out wearing a white gown, and then I skip in front of people, and I go, the Snow Queen has arrived, the Snow Queen has arrived, and I have bags of ice, and I just throw it up in the air. It's always a big hit, everybody likes it, except the one time it wasn't a big hit was when Dave Lodeman was drunk and pulled my tights down. I mean, he yanked them all the way down.
That's too bad.
He's laughing.
I knew you guys were going to laugh. I knew that you were going to laugh.
All right, do you know now? No, it's fine. I think that's... Oh, I'm fine. No, everything's great. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. We just had to get out of that because we were running out of time.
Yeah, sure.
No, we were running out of time. That's Bobby. That's Steve. That's exactly how I like him, man. It was a great report on Dave Lodeman. And who's the other guy?
Wad Gobbleman.
No, Wad Gobbleman.
Don't start messing with me.
It's Wad Gobbleman.
It is, Phil. It's Wad Goblin, I-M-A-N. So you say the word goblin and man. So Gobbleman. Who the hell? What kind of name is that, man?
Well, what difference does it make?
Yeah, what are you going to be prejudiced about it or something? What if it's like Eastern European?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure. I don't know. It just sounds kind of whacked out. So Wad Goblinman did what?
Wad Goblinman got him under control. Got Dave Lodeman under control, I think. Where are those notes? Here. He hit him over the head with a chair. That was it. And the L.A. sheriff arrested him. So Dave Lode...
Oh, then he was involuntarily committed to the bird farm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, great. I mean, I can't wait for the Wintertacular. What a great rollout that was. We got Dave Lodeman pulling that guy's... Whatever. We'll be right back. Bob Green is going to join us, and his feud with Ted Bell has heated up with some other new falter also. We'll hear about that in just a moment.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass can be yours by simply going to philhendryshow.com and signing up for that all-important one-month pass or a year's subscription. Yes, a full year of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Downloads, streams, home movies, the radio show, digicasts, podcasts. It's all there and more at philhendryshow.com. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Milwaukee Lions, Frodo the Puppet, weird things like Elcott the Next Step, stuff that's too weird, stuff that shouldn't even be aired, stuff that shouldn't be available to anyone under the age of 100.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Take it from me, Ward Nuxley, and also my brother, Wayne Nuxley. Wayne?
Yeah, take it from us.
Get a backstage pass today at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online in addition to and also porn.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Greene from Bob Greene's Meats and Greens joining us from the Anaheim store. And Bob, this is yet again another big holiday season for you. Is Bob there?
Yeah, Mr. Greene, you there?
Hi, Bob Greene. Sorry about that. We were just at our loading dock.
Bob, it's Margaret, and welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Henry's there?
Yes, Phil is here. Right now, he's using the facility.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
But I will kick off the interview here. Now, you're out on the loading dock there. It's rather late. Do you supervise the shipments and so forth?
Well, I sometimes, if I'm here, and before I've gone home, I like to see what's going in and out of the store. I want to make sure that what we're doing is we are inputting our stock, because we've had a lot of the guys out here in the loading dock, they think it's funny, because we've had over the last few weeks, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, he has been using in some of his advertising that Bob Greene supervises taking a load.
Phil's here. Okay, Bob, I just was hearing that on the coming in. What is this?
Who am I talking to? Is it Margaret?
We're talking to the whole panel.
All right. Ted Bell knows that I sometimes supervise the offloading of stock coming into the store. A lot of the truckers will pull in at night. I'm out here on the loading dock, and I'm watching us take the load of the stock.
Let me guess. This is another juvenile fight between the two of you guys.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. There's nothing juvenile about my response to this guy.
Yeah, but aren't you the guy, Bob, with all due respect, that said that Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Greene's meat?
Listen to you. I can hear you going, Ted Bell takes a load of the meat. I can hear you laughing.
But we're not going to laugh now. We want to find out if we can find an adult level here. You're doing what?
I'm not doing anything.
But you're on the loading dock and you supervise the stock, correct?
As it comes in, yeah.
Okay. What did Ted Bell do?
Ted Bell has used as part of his advertising over the last 2 weeks that, yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills is very proud to feature Bob Greene's Meats and Greens Steaks. And we're very happy to know that Bob is down taking a load once a week at his store, something like that.
You got that, bud?
Yeah, right here. This is the recording that we got from the Ted of Beverly Hills.
Who?
Ted... Hold on.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell. As you know, you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you're eating the great steak from Bob Greene's Meats and Greens, and it's great to know that Bob is down there once a week taking a load right behind his store.
Here at Ted's.
Of his steaks.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Let's do that again, Eddie, because I hit the microphone and
So there it is. Are we considering legal action? Yes, we are.
Wait, what legal action can you consider?
You heard what the guy did.
Well, Bob, it sounds to me like it's just turnabout fair play. This is an idiotic feud that you guys are having.
Absolutely agreed.
Yes, it is. Why?
Right, can I...
Go ahead, Bud. You, because Bud, I know, sympathizes with me.
Because the guy, Ted Bell, is saying that he takes a load.
I know.
Because I said that Ted Bell takes a load of my meat, all of a sudden...
Because you did that in a juvenile way, you know that.
Oh, come on.
He was saying that as a joke. Now Ted Bell, in his advertising, oh my God, you know.
Didn't you do it in your advertising?
What?
Say that Ted Bell takes a load of your meat regularly.
You know, this is beneath me. It really is.
Well, if it's beneath you, then why don't you just call off the feud?
There is no feud. He takes a load of my meat.
Well, now he's saying that he is happy to know that you're at the back of your store.
Here he goes. Why I take time out of my day.
Can you get Ted Bell on?
I mean, I could. Well, would you do it, please?
All right, good.
What are you trying to do?
I'm going to get Ted on here.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Hey, Ted, it's Phil Henry along with Bob Greene. We're on the air here on my show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Ted.
Just so you know, we're discussing the recent advertising you've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the. You talk about. I was waiting for you to call. You talk about Bob taking a load.
Yeah, and you know, it's very juvenile for you to do that.
Well, it might be because you're the guy who said I take a load of your meat.
Why don't you guys knock this off?
Look,
Ted.
Hold on. Let me just, if you wouldn't mind, guys, let me jump in the middle of this. Why don't you guys just call a halt to this juvenile crap? It doesn't help either one of you. I think the audience, I think your customers think it's stupid. You know.
Well, look, Phil, if I may.
I got a point I want to make here.
Go ahead, Ted.
Bob was the one that started saying, I take a load of his meat. So when I found out that Bob, and you're a hardworking guy, after he changed the name of the restaurant, changed the name of the store to Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and to show you how hard he works, he's out there on the loading dock taking a load, making sure that they take it inside. You know.
Yeah. So you're essentially doing the same.
Why don't you guys knock this off?
Knock what off?
Well, you know what we're talking about.
Just call a halt to this because it's a childish thing.
Yeah, I will if you will.
All right. Fine. Good enough. I'll stop using.
You got to stop using the whole Ted Bell takes a load of Bob Green's meat once a week with a smile on his face.
All right. If you stop with whatever you're doing, it's.
What was the latest?
The latest was that Bob Green happily takes a fresh load out back once a month. See, you're laughing.
And when you laugh, Phil, the audience laughs, and my reputation swirls further and further and further, swirling all the way.
Down the toilet.
Yeah, that's what happens. Why aren't you worried?
I'm not worried about a thing. If you want to say that I take a load.
Well, it was bothering you an awful lot, Ted.
Yeah, well, it doesn't bother you that much, then what the hell are we talking about?
All right.
So it does bother you.
It bothers me.
Why don't you guys just knock it off, okay, and get back to doing business, because you're both doing a great job. You're both making money.
Okay, Lucky Luciano. Well,
what does that mean?
I'm happy to call a halt to it.
Yeah, but you called a halt when I said that you take a load of meat in the rear.
You guys are children. You know that?
Hey, Phil, listen.
You guys are children. Knock it off. Thanks so much, Ted Bell. Thank you, Bob Green.
Hey, wait, you know...
And that's all the time we have on the show today here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Get yourself a subscription to our website.
Yeah, don't forget it. Mr. Henry is at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS.
And also at Real Phil Henry on X. Yeah, and you can also get Phil to do a cameo, I guess. Yeah, sure. And, well, God, isn't that big of you? Phil, be a little more enthusiastic. Yes, I'd love to do a cameo for you. Never mind. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Hey. And remember, Bob Green's out back in a load.
I asked you not to do that. You just went ahead and did it.